In Tuesday's Travel Minute, I introduce you to Adrian Morby's book, Rooms with a View. The book's a snapshot of the history and characters who peopled 50 of the world's most historic and grand hotels. Here are some things that happened at those properties. With today's Arm World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Or that didn't happen. During the German siege of Leningrad, Adolf Hitler booked the ballroom at the Hotel Astoria in what is now St. Petersburg for his victory party. Well, that never happened. The Russian defenses repulsed the Nazi attack. But Elizabeth Taylor did ask London's Dorchester Hotel to outfit her suite with a pink marble bathroom. They did. It's where Taylor signed Hollywood's first million-dollar contract for her role in Cleopatra. In the 20s, literary lights including Robert Benchley, Alexander Wolcott, and Dorothy Parker met to dine around Manhattan's Algonquin Hotel's famous round table. Harpo Marx joined once and was asked why he attended. Somebody, he said, had to listen. Also at the Algonquin, Rob Reiner discovered an 18-year-old cabaret singer and asked him to collaborate on the soundtrack to When Harry Met Sally. That singer's name? Harry Connick Jr. Find lots more in Rooms with a View by Adrian Morby. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.